Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
And he woke me up and he says, I want you to share with my people. They need to know how simple it is, how easy it is just to trust him and believe. And so I said, okay, well, Lord, I'm not really one that likes to get up in front of a lot of people. I'm not got a lot of stage time. Okay, you know, and I kind of just, well, and just went on, you know, back to sleep I went. Thursday night I went to bed, and the Lord woke me up again. And he says, I want you to share with my people. This is important. I want you to share how simple this is. Just by laughing was rest. If you're laughing about something, your mind ain't on a problem. You're resting. And I began to laugh and continued. You know, my husband looked over at me. He didn't dare say a word. He just went right back to what he was doing. He said, oh, bless God, she's pouring in more money. She's laughing in more money. I am not going to disturb her, you know. So it's been working. Praise the Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Well, Friday night I go to bed. I'm feeling good. I wake up Saturday morning with my low back beginning to bother me. See, but the Lord showed me. He told me. He said, now you stay with this because he's going to try and come back and take what you already have possession of. I possess healing in my body. So Saturday morning, I begin to wake with low back pain. And I immediately begin to just laugh. I knew it was a lie. It was a lie. It was a lie. Trying to appear real. See, because I got a miracle. My miracle happened Wednesday night with my obedience. Amen. Okay? The Latin word for miracle means wonderful thing. Something that happens to the natural or supernatural realm that is an act or a revelation of God. That's the definition of miracle. A wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. If you can't conceive miracle that it's so far out there, look at it as God done a wonderful thing. If you can receive a wonderful thing, that's your miracle. Okay? People think that, well, they got a miracle, but I don't think I can. You know, the miracle is for this and though. Well, you know, my brother has been a reverend for a while. Well, I should have already been walking in this if I was getting it off him. It's an individual thing that you have to learn, and whatever it takes to learn it. If you have to simplify things, simplify it. He said, I want it to be simple for my people to understand because I'm not hard in what I do. Well, as I lay there laughing Saturday morning with the pain in my back, it shortly began to subside because it had to. I already had my wonderful thing Wednesday night, and I had been declaring it prior to. See, that was an act and a revelation of God that happened to me. Okay, well, it don't stop there, because I said, Father, I asked you to touch me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet and everything in between. There's other things that are taking place in my body now that I'm not going to openly discuss that are changing in me for better. Because this is a ha ha ha, that's all it takes. Rest. It's yours. It's already yours. No sense in fretting about it. But just rest and laugh. And so, you know, there's liberty in that. And I'm learning that. And I can laugh at a whole lot more things than I could before. When I go to my checkbook, my sissy was with me yesterday. Ha 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 ha. I'm laughing at the register. The lady probably thinks I'm a little out there. But I said, well, praise God, the money's there. I told sis, I said, you know, sure would be nice if my husband was at the bank handling his business today. Well, sure enough, I get home. Honey, where you at? You're kind of late getting home. I was at the bank putting my check in. I said, praise God. I needed it. But my phone has picked up. I don't know how many of you know I'm a hairstylist. I have my own business. And it's not easy always, you know. And I refuse to call my business a small business. Okay, I do not have a small business. I have a prospering business. And so we don't have a small business. My phone has been ringing with people that haven't talked to me in months. That these people that come in to have their hair done are high dollar paying customers. And they tip high dollar. And I'm like, praise God. All I'd have to do is just laugh. I'm resting. Because that's what God showed me, is, you know what, you need to shut this off. Even though this tries to engage, rest and just laugh about things, because then I can work for you. And I'm telling you what, I have laughed in quite a bit since last week. Quite a bit. And my back is wonderful. Other things are happening in me. I'm sure my husband's appreciating it. Bless God, we're working on snoring. Yes. Amen. So, but I just want you to know that it's simple. Anybody that can close this off right here and make that switch to here. Like a light switch. If you'll close the light off up here and turn the light on down here, the Lord can do in you what he needs to do. And it's been a long time for me to understand and be able to make that switch. People get so much right here, and then they miss it because they're too busy up here trying to figure out what's going on. When it's down here, he's trying to tell us how to make it happen. He's trying to say, rest, I've got you. I've got you right here. We talked about the promises tonight. Those are our promises. That's my promise. And I'm to the point where I know now that those are really mine. I'm deserving of those. He said they're mine. And I am standing on them regardless of what anybody says or thinks about me. If I have to ha, 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 as dry as I'm being obedient. I'm unhooking. And I'm allowing God. And that's what we have to do. That's what gets things done. So I hope that by me sharing what I've shared has helped some people tonight be able to get free in some areas, laugh about things when things go wrong. Just, I got a thing now I say, well, pray about it, laugh about it, forget it. I think that covers it. See, brother, I didn't even embarrass you. I'm done. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Isn't that a good thing? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. That's encouraging to me. Because, you know, we say things by the Holy Ghost a lot of times. And sometimes we know we're saying it by the Holy Ghost, and sometimes we don't recognize we're saying it by the Holy Ghost. It's important that we just be flexible, and we won't get bent out of shape. Amen? You brought your Bibles tonight. I want to ask you to join me, if you would, please, in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. The Lord said something to me today. Three different times he said the same thing. And so I thought I was going to be late tonight because I had to run and find a piece of paper that had the information on it that he was talking to me about, because this is something I don't have memorized. I have it written down for future reference. And so we're going to go that direction. Ephesians chapter 1, drop down to verse 3 if you would please. The scripture tells us here, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in
Christ. Move over now, please, to chapter 2 and drop down to verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. For by grace you are saved. And he hath in the King James, has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What the Lord is endeavoring to do right now with the body of Christ is get us out of a mentality of only living from the condition that we're in, but living life from the position we're in.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God has ordained that His children are to live life by the unseen power of the Holy Ghost and all that is available to us in that realm. By virtue of our new birth, we have the ability to believe and receive from the unseen realm of God's kingdom. If our natural eye is speaking louder to us than the unseen eye of our spirit, we will be dominated by the circumstances surrounding us. God has not called us to be controlled by our circumstances, but to be the one controlling our circumstances. There is much more to us than meets the eye. We are born from above, born from the unseen realm, into a kingdom that can be manifested in the natural realm as we exercise our faith in that kingdom. The title of this week's message is Living by the Unseen. We believe this is a timely message for the time of history that we're in now. And we want to make this available to you this week. It's a 5-CD album series. Some of the titles in this series are Living by the Unseen, The Leadings of the Spirit, Tongues Has Its Place. You want to get your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen, to get the wealth of insight that's in this series into your library. My announcer is going to come and give you information on how you can secure this week's message in its entirety. You can buy just this week's message, or you can purchase the entire series online in MP3 format. So my announcer is going to come now and give you information on how you can secure your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen. Please stay tuned.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.